President John Mahama, as part of his accounting to the people tour of the Northern Region, has been speaking to GBC's Radio Savannah in Tamale on his government's achievements. The one-hour interview touched on agriculture, education, infrastructure and water, among others. President Mahama chided critics who said the agricultural sector grew by only 1% last year. The president said such statements are only to gain political points, emphasizing that the sector grew by 2.4% last year. He singled out rice production, which had increased to 6%.
I don't know why people bandy the wrong figures about. When the figures are published every year, when the budget is presented, the growth rate for agriculture in the end of 2015 was above 2%. And yet I hear a figure of 1% or something being bandied about for political gain. It was not 1%. Growth in agriculture has been positive and it has been good. And we're looking to push it even further. I think the agric should be growing at about 5 to 6% per annum. But we have moved agric one step further. We've increased rice production, we've increased poultry production, we've increased aquaculture production, we have increased production of roots and tubers. There's more cassava, there are more yams, we're exporting yams. We have set up mechanization centers to assist farmers in respect of access to plowing services. We've done three waves of supply of agricultural mechanization equipment, tractors, harrows, plows, trailers, and all the like. Just as I speak, there are 500 more tractors we've received from Brazil, with all the accompanying equipment, planters, fertilizer distributors, threshers, harvesters, combined harvesters for rice farmers to assist farmers to be able to increase their production. We are rehabilitating more than 15 irrigation dams that were abandoned in the past. In the Upper West region, the Tamne Dam was surveyed in 1962. In 1978, the feasibility study for that agricultural irrigation project was done. It is only 3 days ago that I cut the sod for work to start on that project. And that is just one of about 14 different projects that we're doing. We've increased rice production to 60% of national consumption. And the figure of growth for agriculture in 2015 is above 2%. It's not 1.7% as is being bandied about. But in any case, in 2007, agricultural growth was negative. It was minus. And so if we've gone from minus...
Why are you taking us to 2007?
No, I'm just telling you. We've come from minus 1.7 in 2007 to 2.4 in 2015.
Okay. How are you linking agric with industry?
That is the link we need to do. That is in terms of agribusiness and agro-processing. And so while we do the value chain in terms of producing the crops, we must move the next step to processing those products by value addition. For instance, we're producing raw cashew and Indian buyers are coming and buying the cashew and exporting them in the raw form. This cashew goes to India, it is cracked, it is processed into nuts. The nuts are exported to Europe at a much higher price.
And they are almost nuts. A luxury, just
exactly.
Like chocolate.
And so two people have set up factories to process cashew nuts. And that was why the Ministry of Trade had attempted to restrict the export of cashew nuts so that the factories can get enough of the nuts. We also do import substitution, and that is the reason for the Comenda sugar factory.
Is it working?
It is working. It's producing sugar.
On road infrastructure, he pointed out that although roads are not eaten, they determine what people eat. He said to this end, government has made significant improvement. He spoke about the Bolga-Boku road, which he said will be completed in 24 months. He said contractors working on the Cocoa Road projects who have been complaining of non-payment will have their money immediately they present their certificates.
With the Eastern Corridor, all of the segments within the Volta region are currently being engineered. We have contractors who are on the road and working. And so what we're doing is creating an alternative corridor, north-south link. We want to create three corridors. The Eastern Corridor, the Central Corridor, which exists already and is the most popular route for traveling from north to south, and then also the Western Corridor. It was divided into, I don't remember if it was 6 or 7 lots, but on all the other lots, work is going on. It's left with just the Nakwanduri to Kulungungu stretch. There's even a road from Etsi where you can go to Santenjan and then cut through to Welembele, and from Welembele you come out at Wa. And so if we open that road and open it across the Misho Bridge to come out at Wali Wali, then you can come from Wa through the overseas area and come and hit the Boga Tamale Road at Wali Wali and turn left or right in whichever direction you want.
You're making me dream. However, to these places, and what the people tell me is that they will always come here during the election year, cut sword, and when we vote for them, they disappear. What assurance are you giving to those people that, especially the Bolga Boku Road, I passed there recently and yes, I became a white man. It's quite a terrible road.
No, we finished the procurement. It's been awarded. The company is a Brazilian company. They are going to mobilize to site, and that road will be engineered. In most of these roads that I'm talking, the Chuchunga and the Mawiesi Road, the contractor is on site and working.
Voila. When are they finishing, Mr. President?
Well, for instance, Boga Boku is 24 months. They're supposed to finish in 24 months. There are three major bridges over the Kula River, the White Volta and the Red Volta that they have to build. There are 176 culverts that they have to build. And so that's quite a complex job. And so it will take 24 months to complete. And then we have a 1 year defects liability period. And so the project has been awarded. And the point is, we have the money to pay because we have the enhanced road fund. Apart from that, we have the Cocoa Roads projects in all the six regions. All the contractors who are working, when they present a certificate this week, next week they go and pick up their check. We've done the Aguna Roads, we've done the gas enclave roads in the Nzema area. We're doing roads in all the major townships. We've democratized asphalt. We're doing in Ashaman. And so there's massive road work going on all over the country.
It seems to be your trump card, but your critics say that we don't eat roads.
Well, roads improve our incomes. And so ultimately we eat roads because roads bring the yams we eat. And so if I just say literally, the food we eat in our markets is brought to the markets by the roads. And so you might not physically eat the road as an item, but the road facilitates the food you eat.
On the allowances of teachers and nurses training colleges that have been stopped, the president stated that those for teachers will not be reinstated. However, nurses may have some allowances after the committee set up by the Ministry of Health presents its resolution next week.
Where is the equity in that system? And so students in the University of Education, Winneba, take student loans, and then when they're employed, they are enjoined to pay back the loans they took. But then if you go to St. Mary's College of Education, then you don't take loans. Government pays you to study to become a teacher. So since we substituted, and I don't say we canceled, we have offered the trainees the student loan, like their colleagues in the other universities. It's not like government did it in a senseless manner. We did it so that we could give more students the opportunity, and more students are going. And so I just expect that our teacher trainees will understand. With regards to nurses' allowances, there's a committee that has been set up. We're coming up with some kind of resolution for them. Health professional training institutions have increased phenomenally. And so there are a lot of health assistant training schools, community health training schools, midwifery training schools, and all of them. You understand? And so we're looking at seeing how we can do some combination to be able to give them something that makes them able to go through their courses. With the student loan scheme, it restricts it to tertiary institutions. And many of these institutions are not tertiary institutions. And so it means that you cannot apply the student loan to them unless you amend the Student Loans Act. And so this committee is looking at it. And if it is possible to amend the act, then we might do a combination of some part of the allowance in loans and some part of the allowance given to them as a stipend to continue their course. But it's an issue that we're dealing with. There's a committee. I'm sure that by next week we should have their report. And once we have their report, we'll start to implement. Everywhere I go and I meet the student nurses, before they even say Alawa, I shout Alawa, because anytime I see them, I know they're going to shout Alawa at me. So I say Alawa, Alawa, and we're finding a solution to it.
Touching on the Supreme Court ruling on the voters' register, President Mahama said the use of biometric registration and verification should deal with any defects with the voters' register.
As president, I don't interfere in the work of the Electoral Commission and the Supreme Court. I think that the two institutions, I have enough issues to deal with without taking other people's issues on my head. And so you've not heard me comment about the voters' register or the Supreme Court ruling or anything. I think the two institutions are good enough to be able to handle the issues that confront them. We have an EC that is well respected, and I believe that they'll do the right thing. I believe that with the advantage we have in terms of biometric registration and verification, even if you didn't have a register that was perfect, and I don't believe there's any register in the world that is perfect, but with the added features of biometric registration, and verification. I believe that even if there are names on that register and we are vigilant at the polls, nobody can use them to his advantage because we will all vote with our fingerprints registered. So I believe these institutions know how to work these things out. I have enough work on my plate to do, and so I'm not going to carry anybody's responsibilities on my head.